for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Right, P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2018 Annual Ladies Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday afternoon, February the 17th, 2018. Jerry McKee is the speaker of the afternoon teaching on bitterness. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
He uses things to humble us all the time, that he might humble us, prove us to know what's in our heart, know if we're going to keep his commandments or not. And God already knows what we're going to do. But you know, the test is to show us if we're wise enough to find out what the answer is. Otherwise, we'll keep on going around the mountain until we enter eternity, never learning what God's trying to teach us. So God already knows. Exodus 15:22. Then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went for 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. In Exodus 15, verse 23, then they called it Marah, which means bitter. They could not drink the water of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, it was named Marah, which means bitterness. Exodus 15, 24. So the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" Then he, Moses, cried out to the Lord. And that doesn't mean to say, "Help, Lord. Lord, show me what to do." It means, "Help me, Lord!" That's what it means when you cry out. In the Bible, when it talks about crying out, it means to scream out. Mm-hmm. You know, if a mother is doing her dishes and a baby just kind of fusses, the mother just leaves the baby, doesn't pay that much attention to it. But if the baby screams out in alarm, the mother runs to the baby. And that's the way it is with us and God. So we need to cry out to the Lord. But Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, and he threw the tree into the waters, and they became sweet. Now that was the type of Christ. God wants us to go back to the root of the problem, and he wants to put Jesus in that situation to make our water sweet. But if we're trying to do it ourselves, we're never going to come there. Or trying to trust someone else. The scripture says in Jeremiah 5, "Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his arm." Exodus 15:26, and he said, "If you will give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight and give ear to all of his commandments." It means to stretch out and give ear. Listen. It means listen, listening. "And keep all of his commandments." And, of course, now all of his commandments can be summed up in one word: love the Lord with all your heart, not yourself, and your neighbor as yourself. "I'll put none of the diseases on you which I put on the Egyptians, for I, the Lord," used to be your healer? No. "I, the Lord, am your healer." In modern Hebrew, it means "I am your doctor." Is Jesus your doctor? Have you received him as Savior? Have you received him as Deliverer? Have you received him as Healer? Have you received him as your doctor?
Yeah.
Exodus 15:27. Then they came to him, to Elim, where there were 12 springs of water and 70 date palms, and they camped there beside the waters. Isaiah 53. He was despised and forsaken of all men, a man of sorrows. Now, Isaiah gave this prophecy 900 years before Jesus died on the cross. So Isaiah was looking to Calvary, and he said he was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and like one who men hide their face, he was despised and we did not esteem him. Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows, our griefs, our pain, he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening of our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourgings or stripes, we are healed. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each to his own has turned his own way. But the Lord hath carried the iniquity of us all, caused the iniquities of us all to fall upon him. Now, that was an Old Testament verse prophesying the death of Jesus, who he says, by his stripes you're healed. Now, in the New Testament, here's the verse that corresponds to that Old Testament verse. In Matthew 8:16, Matthew's looking back to Calvary. It's already happened. And he said, and when evening came, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were ill, in order that what was spoken of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, he himself took our infirmities and carried away our diseases. 1 Peter 2:24. So he healed every person who had come to him. You know, if you've got a physical problem, you need to rebuke it. Claim Jesus by his stripes you're healed. If it don't go away and you're not healed, the scripture says go to the elders of the church. Let them anoint him with your oil. The prayer of faith in the name of Jesus will raise up and heal the sick. And if you've committed any sins, they'll be forgiven. It goes on to say, but confess your faults to one another. Pray for one another that you might be healed. So we confessing our faults is healing. And so he took our infirmities and carried away our diseases. 1 Peter 2:24. So anyway, if we not heal when the elders anoint us with oil, we need to start looking for the spiritual root to the problem and put Jesus in there. 1 Peter 2:24. And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross that we might die to sin. You say die to self, die your flesh, and live to righteousness, for by his wounds you were healed. So there's three things in this scripture. Die to sin, live to righteousness, and then by his stripes you're healed. So take Jesus back to the problem. And you know, if we don't understand the dealings of God and his chastening, we could be angry at God. If you're angry at God, I can tell you you're mad at your daddy or your mother. Let me say that again. If you're angry at God, that goes back to your anger toward your father and toward your mother, usually your father. Understanding God's chastening helps you understand that you're going through the thing for God's disciplining every son whom he loves. He uses the things we go through to discipline us, to correct our mistakes. It will never change until the Holy Spirit puts pressure on us. You know, sometimes we want to change or we think we should change or whatever, but we change when we have to. The pressure causes us to want to change. Here are some causes of persistent bitterness, and basically all of them go back to letting the sun go down on your anger. The same problem in my life I'm judging someone else for. God's trying to show me I did the same thing. So many times if somebody gets on my nerves, I'll say, well, Lord, what are you trying to show me? And the Lord will say, you did the very same thing. Mm-hmm. Or you judged your parents for it. You're partially guilty. It's partially your fault. You want revenge. Temporal values, maybe you're just being greedy. Taking up offenses for others. This is another thing, taking up offenses for the president. You know, there's grace for you when you go through a trial, but when you take up offenses for someone else, there's no grace. The grace is for you, but not for who you're taking up offenses for. Bitterness comes in other ways. Through idolatry, all of it, every sin is idolatry. 1 Samuel 15:23 says, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and all iniquity is as idolatry. So every time you're alive to yourself, you're in idolatry. Loss of expectations. A lot of times people get married expecting, oh, this great, wonderful marriage, only to find out there's a loss of expectation, a disappointment. And Lord, did I make a mistake? What did I get myself into? Allowing others to control. The only yoke that produces fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control, is the yoke of Jesus. If I let somebody else control me, I'm bitter. Anyone else's yoke produces bitterness. It produces the work of the flesh. Controlling others. You know, when you control someone else, you make an idol out of another person, you try to control everything they do. We want them to be perfect. There's no perfect people. unresolved hurt, grief, pressure at work. You know, I know a lady that was had arthritis in her feet because her husband left her, and she was a hairdresser having to stand on her feet all the time, angry and bitter toward her husband who left her for another woman. And so she had arthritis in her feet. She was bitter toward her past. So wherever the arthritis is rooted in bitterness. So wherever the arthritis is where you need to examine. If your hands are bitter, I mean, you got arthritis in your hands, a lot of times it's bitter toward ministry or bitter toward people that you've tried to help or ministers. Loss of a loved one. Angry at God because he took a loved one. Divorce. Great bitterness comes into divorce if we don't forgive. You know, my first husband left me for his secretary when my boys were 8 and 12. And I forgave her, I forgave him. And I can tell you, when I see him today, I mean, we're friends. Because there's no bitterness toward him or him toward us. Toward me, I mean. In fact, every time my grandson or son just about talks to him, he apologizes to them for leaving. Childhood trauma, being beaten, being pressured to achieve, having to perform, feeling like you have to perform. Verbal, mental, physical, and emotional, and sexual abuse that's unresolved. And all of these issues go back to me letting the sun go down on my anger. Because if I let the sun go down on my anger, I'm turning to a false god if I don't turn to God in that trial. Usually, when I'm hurt as a child, I make a promise. When I get out of this house, life's going to be different. Well, guess what? It never is. Because I reap what I judge. Because I have to break the default through forgiveness. You know, words are spiritual powers. Either I'm speaking life over people, or I'm speaking death. And so words that were spoken over you can create bitterness. Being defiled by someone else's root of bitterness. You might be thinking, having a good impression of somebody, that somebody comes and tells you some dirt about them, and then from then on you look at that person and you think negative. Rejection. Not being loved. Husband not nurturing. Which is also one of the roots of breast cancer, is not being breastfed, not being nurtured, which is the picture of nurturing. Being pushed into the wrong world. Women having to be the spiritual leaders. Women having to be the provider. Women having to take care of the husband instead of the husband taking care of the wife and family. Our children that are pushed into the wrong role. Having to be the mom and dad when you're a kid. Missing your childhood because you have to carry your brothers and sisters on the hip. I started to tell you either earlier this morning or today, I can't remember when, about the lady that had the hip problem. And she'd been carrying her brothers and sisters on the hip. And I said, now that you're a pastor, you're carrying your whole congregation on the hip. She said, you don't even have to pray for me. I'm already healed. The truth set her free. Amen? She was trained up to carry somebody on their hip, not nurtured. One of the most precious pictures I have of my daddy when I'm about 4 years old, he's holding me on his hip. And see, that's a picture of being nurtured. And breast cancer, you know, a woman, if she's not breastfed, she gets married and if her mother didn't nurture her, she'll marry a man that doesn't nurture her, and she's bitter toward the man that doesn't nurture her. And really it goes back to the mother, because God made those breasts to feed babies. The lack of nurturing. And nurture means to feed, to give sustenance, to nourish, to bring up and nourish, to train, educate, to help grow and develop. And all those things, it goes back to letting the sun go down on your anger. Because when you go to God in your pain and you forgive, and as little children, we don't know to do that. So we come short of the grace of God. We turn to a promise. When I get out of this house, life's going to be different, or I'll never be like my mother. I'll never marry anybody like my daddy or mother. You know, I can look in the mirror sometime and I think I'm looking right at my mother. And I never wanted to be like my mother. And I had a good mother. In fact, she was a nurturing mother.
She breastfed me till I was 2 years old. You can see what a brat I am. Till I had a little sister that shot me out of the saddle and I had to forgive her. Here are some of the consequences of bitterness. Cancer, death, barrenness, unfruitful, physical and chemical imbalance. They say, well, that's just a mental problem. Listen, mental problems are rooted in rebellion. You can read Isaiah 1. It says, where will you be stricken in your rebellion? Your whole head is sick from the sole of your foot to the top of your head. No one to press you out, bandage you, or soften you with oil. And when it says your head is sick, it's not talking about physical sickness. It's talking about, it's likening this person to a person who's been flogged in the head. Physical and chemical imbalance. So they give you psychiatric medicine. And I want to encourage you, if you're on any kind of psychiatric medicine, you need to ask God to show you how to get off of it. And I'm not telling you to get off of it, but let me tell you something, the consequences are not good. Lower resistance, aching teeth, anger and bitterness causes muscles to tighten and pressure goes into the teeth and can cause your teeth to ache. And Bill Gothard says most illnesses today can be traced back to the result of bitterness and guilt. He says that germs will have no effect on you if there's not bitterness and guilt. And you know, I don't know if y'all are familiar with John G. Lake, but there's a story where he went over into typhoid or some kind of... Does anybody know where he went as a missionary? Into a foreign country. And he was proven that the germs wouldn't live on him, and he told them to put the typhoid or whatever kind of epidemic was going around, put those germs on him, and that he proved just by doing that under a microscope that they didn't live. I listened to someone read one of his sermons a few days ago when I was walking, and I saw this man totally believed in divine healing. In fact, he likened, I'm not going to say it, I don't want to get thrown out of here. But anyway, he sent his word to heal us. Hard facial features. You know, you frown long enough, your face is going to set like that. Upward or downward. Bone diseases. Bitterness goes right to the bones. And the blood is made in the bones. Psychological problems. Depression, which uses up emotional energy. Heart problems. You harden your heart. There's about 800 scriptures on the heart. If you got anything wrong with your heart, I encourage you to repent over all 800 scriptures and you'll get tremendous deliverance just repenting over the word. Indigestion, spiritual identification, you become like the one you're bitter toward. Depraved mind, it says in Romans 1, they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, worshiped the creature rather than the creator, and God gave them over to a reprobate mind. There's Alzheimer's right there. Bitterness quenches the Holy Spirit. Bitterness will hold you into spiritual immaturity. There'll be no fulfillment, no development or character until you forgive. Bitterness means barrenness. I've already said that. Rotten bones. The scripture says envy rottens the bones. The scripture says in Proverbs 14, a tranquil heart is life to the body, but passion, which means jealousy, envy, rivalry, rottens the bones, or envy rottens the bones. Now, one thing about that scripture, a tranquil heart, you know, God says in Isaiah 26, he will keep you in perfect peace when your mind is stayed upon him because you're trusting in him. A tranquil heart is life to the body. And that word life means to cure and sew together and mend. So whatever's broken, if we get to the state where we have a tranquil heart, everything about us that needs to get fixed, God will fix. That's a hallelujah. Arthritis. So you can choose, is it bitter or better? I want to get better. I want to be better the day I die than today. I want to know Jesus more than the day I die than I do today. And it's a process. And you know, without a purpose, your life is worthless. And the purpose has to be higher than yourself. Amen? If you have a, and all of you, you don't have to have a, did you know you're all ministers because God saved you for a purpose?
Yes.
Whether you're in an organized ministry or not, you're an ambassador of Christ.
Amen.
And God doesn't want you wasting your life or living a worthless life into this nasty now and now without an eternal purpose. I want you to examine your purpose. I want you to examine it. So when you stand before the Lord, He'll say to you, well done, my good and faithful servant. It's kind of like when you have a purpose, it's like a carrot on a stick, just following to have a purpose. And those of you who have found a purpose in Christ know that what I'm saying is right. You can't get enough of wanting more of God. Does it mean you're perfect? No. It means the closer you get to God, the more junk you see about your own life. When I first got saved, I thought I did God a favor. Because I was a, quote, good girl. But now I'm thinking, dear Lord, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Some people call me and they say, well, I've already been through deliverance. Let me tell you something. Deliverance never ends. If you're wise, you'll be getting delivered till the day you enter eternity. That sanctification process, it does not happen overnight. You got to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. And how you do that is go to the throne of grace, and He'll tell you the problem. He'll tell you your sin, and you repent, do what He tells you. And then you get strengthened, confirmed, established, perfected, and conformed into the image of Christ. Hallelujah. Okay, stand up. Please stand up. My husband used to say, don't say stand up, say please stand up. So please stand up. Father, in the name of Jesus, search my heart, test my thoughts. Lord, I ask for the truth that sets me free. Have I truly been born again? Have I been trying to turn the potter's wheel instead of rest on the potter's wheel? Lord, show me every person I'm bitter toward. And I ask you, Lord,
to
let me know the truth
that sets me free.
And then just sit down when you're through, and then we'll do deliverance. Is everybody down? Sitting down? Carla?
Yes, ma'am.
Everybody down?
Yes.
Okay. I can't tell if you're standing back there or sitting.
Everybody's seated.
Thank you, ma'am. Father, in Jesus' name, forgive me for being a lie to myself. Forgive me for responding incorrectly.
Forgive me for responding incorrectly
to my circumstances.
To my circumstances.
Forgive me for not pursuing peace with all men.
Forgive me for not pursuing peace with all men.
And holiness,
without
which
I couldn't even see you.
Forgive me for not going to the throne of grace.
Forgive me for not going to the throne of grace.
Lord, I've been tormented.
Lord, I've been tormented.
Because I've held unforgiveness.
Because
forgive me for saying, Rocco, you fool, to people.
Forgive me for saying, Rocco, you fool, to people.
You're not worth it.
You're not worth it.
I regret the day I met you.
I regret the day I
married you.
I
regret the day I gave birth to you.
Lord, forgive me, I repent.
Lord, forgive me, I repent.
I want to be sanctified.
I come to your throne of grace now.
And I forgive my mother and father
that I could never go to them with a problem.
I could never tell them where I hurt.
I forgive them I had to be the mama and the daddy.
I forgive them for using me as a
slave. I forgive them for controlling me.
I forgive them for
being out for their alcohol and their drugs. I forgive them for thinking everybody's after them.
Their paranoia.
I forgive them for not giving me your answers.
I forgive them for not answering my
questions. I forgive them for not wanting the best for me. I forgive them for abandonment.
I forgive them for
conceiving me illegitimately if they did. I forgive them for everything I heard them say when I was in the womb.
I forgive them for
wanting to abort me.
not wanting me,
rejecting
me, throwing me away, leaving me like an orphan. I forgive them for divorce, hating me, showing favoritism, showing partiality. I forgive them for their fear. I forgive my mother for controlling my daddy. I forgive my mother and father for being whoremongers, unfaithful, and not putting their children before their own lives. I forgive them for not protecting me. And Lord, I've received a lie about you. You're nothing like my mother and father. And Lord, I've been a fainter because I didn't go to your throne of grace. I've had a perverted image of you, God. So I come to you now, to your throne of grace, to receive mercy and help in time of need. Lord, I ask you to press me out, bandage me, soften me with oil. Forgive me, Lord, for apostasy, falling away from the faith. Forgive me for committing spiritual adultery. I break the curse of the law of jealousy over my life. Forgive me for apostasy. Forgive me for having a bitter mouth. Forgive me for tearing people down with my mouth instead of building people up. Forgive me for criticism and judgmentalism. Forgive me for irreconcilable enmity, anger, holding unforgiveness. Forgive me for having sharpness. Abiding sarcasm. Forgive me for wickedness, discouragement, feeling hopeless, feeling I can't get out of this situation. When, Lord, you said you've ordered my steps. So why do I fight against the path you put me on? Lord, I've not been walking in repentance. Forgive me for self-pity. Forgive me for bitterness causes acid reflux, unresolved grief, vexation, committing spiritual adultery. Forgive me for being fruitless. Forgive me for not abiding in you. Lord, forgive me for grieving your Holy Spirit. Forgive me for all the times I've let the sun go down on my anger, and I've given the devil a foothold in my life. Forgive me for bitterness and wrath, and anger and clamor, and slander, and malice. Forgive me for not being kind to others, tender-hearted, forgiving each other just as you've forgiven me. God, forgive me for reacting in my circumstances instead of responding out of the Holy Spirit. Lord, thank you for the throne of grace. I come now, Lord, for mercy. Lord, my trials have not worked together for good because I haven't let them conform me to your image. I've become bitter for that reason. I forgive every person who's hurt me and has instilled a pattern in me. Forgive me for judging others. It's caused me to become just like who I judge. Forgive me for not counting it all joy, knowing that the testing of my faith produces endurance. Forgive me, Lord. You said I have need of endurance. Forgive me for giving up, quitting, failing, wanting to faint, giving up, losing heart, wanting a divorce if I'm married. Forgive me for pride.
Forgive me for pride.
Unbelief.
Unbelief.
Doubt.
Doubt.
Arrogance.
Arrogance.
Thank you for humbling me.
Thank you for humbling me.
Forgive me for anger.
Forgive me for anger.
Idolatry.
Idolatry.
Rebellion.
Rebellion.
Witchcraft.
Witchcraft.
Being a spiritual harlot.
Being a spiritual adulteress.
God, forgive me for not going to you, but my doctor. Forgive me that I've had a wrong focus.
Forgive me that I've had a wrong focus.
Thank you that you're my doctor.
Thank you that you're my doctor.
You're the great physician.
You're the great physician.
Forgive me for having a worldly mindset.
Forgive
me for being double-minded.
Forgive me for compromise.
Lord, I choose to die to my sin.
Lord, I choose to die to my sin.
And live to righteousness.
And live to righteousness.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
Lord, I want you to put an axe to the root of the tree.
Lord, I want you to put an axe to the root of the tree.
And Jesus, I ask you to come in
to
my bitter waters and make them sweet. Lord, help me learn what you're trying to teach me.
Lord, help me learn what you're trying to teach me.
And if I'm not able to hear you, show me why.
If I'm not able to hear you, show me why.
Lord, I ask you to change me.
Lord, I ask you to change me.
Forgive me for guilt.
Forgive me for
wanting revenge.
Wanting revenge.
Wanting to see people suffer.
Wanting to see people suffer.
Forgive me for being greedy.
Forgive me for
and taking up offenses.
And taking up offenses.
God, forgive me.
God, forgive
for idolatry.
For
loss of expectation.
Loss.
Forgive me for expecting from people and not you.
Forgive
wanting someone else to meet my needs when you're the only one that can or will. Forgive me for allowing other people to control me. Forgive me for controlling others. Lord, I forgive every person you've shown me. And I forgive myself. Lord, forgive me for unresolved grief, vexation, hurt, idolatry, provocation. Divorce. Having abortions. Lord, I forgive my parents for pressuring me to perform.
Lord, I forgive my parents for pressuring me to perform.
I forgive them for verbal, physical, mental, and emotional.
I forgive them for verbal, physical, mental,
emotional, and sexual abuse. Lord, forgive me that I get overwhelmed in my circumstances.
Lord, forgive me that I get overwhelmed in my circumstances.
Instead of going to you.
Instead of going to you.
Forgive me for my arm of the flesh. Trying to do it myself. Trying to turn the potter's wheel. Lord, I just jerk them on the potter's wheel in Jesus' name. I pull them on the potter's wheel. Forgive me for rejection. I forgive those that have rejected me, not loved me, not nurtured me. I forgive my mother if she didn't breastfeed me in the name of Jesus. I forgive my parents for pushing me into a role a little child should have never had to do. I forgive my husband for that I always had to take care of him. And you know, if you always have to take care of your husband, then you need to examine childhood issues. In the name of Jesus, I forgive everyone. Forgive me for the hundreds of times I've let the sun go down on my anger, giving the devil a foothold. Forgive me for judging my mother and father, turning to false gods, turning to promises I made myself, making vows. I now turn to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I break soul ties with every person I've been angry at, every person you've shown me, every person that I haven't been able to forgive. Lord, I get off my judge's bench. I want you to stand up, get off your judge's bench, and I want you to walk over
and put these people in God's courtroom and then close the door and rest your case. So, Lord, in Jesus' name,
Lord, in Jesus' name,
I bring my mother, my father, all these people that hurt me, and I bring them into your courtroom. And I thank you that vengeance is yours.
Thank you that vengeance is yours.
Forgive me for trying to repay. Lord, I leave them to you.
I leave them to you.
By an act of my will, I forgive every person you've shown me in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now you can sit down. And I just come against spirits of death and cancer. I command you to go. I break soul ties with every person who's hurt me. Pray with me. I call back my soul and human spirit from them. I send back their souls and human spirits back to them. I exchange their image for the image of Christ. Now every demon that came in of bitterness and unforgiveness has to go. All spirits of fear, doubt, unbelief, worry, anxiety, tension, stress, nervousness, All spirits of arm of the flesh, mental illness, emotional problems, all spirits that came in through sexual abuse, I break every curse of incest, every curse of rape. I command every spirit of death. I command spirits of barrenness. I break the curse of the law of jealousy. I command you to go. Spirits that have lowered their resistance, aching teeth, I command you to go. Bone diseases, I command you to go. I loose on them a tranquil heart. That's life to the body. Break the power of guilt, you have to go. Hard facial features, you have to go. Bone diseases, you have to go. Passion that's rotten the bones has to go. Anger, rivalry, jealousy, you have to go. Psychological problems, you have to go. Rebellion, depression, hopelessness, despair has to go in Jesus' name. Barrenness has to go. Heart problems, hard heart, get out now in Jesus' name. All spirits of high blood pressure in Jesus' name because of my anger, I command all high blood pressure to go in the name of Jesus. I command diabetes to go. All spirits of compromise, fear of man, double-mindedness, you have to go now in Jesus' name. Indigestion, you have to leave. In Jesus' name, I command the familiar spirits of those people they judged out. In the name of Jesus, I take off their image, and I ask you to put the image of Christ on a depraved mind. In Jesus' name, exchanging the truth of God for a lie and worshiping the creature rather than the Creator. Forgive me, Lord. I repent. In Jesus' name, I command Alzheimer's to go. Dementia, you have to leave. Depraved mind, you have to go. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, immaturity, I command in Jesus' name all immaturity. In Jesus' name, all arrested development, I command you to go. In the name of Jesus, all rotten bones, passion, all arthritis and bitterness has to leave their body. All vexation and pain has to go. In the name of Jesus, I break your power. In the mighty name of Jesus, I come against fear of man, fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of confrontation, fear of abandonment. I break your power in Jesus' name. All spirits of hatred, variance, strife, emulation, wrath, witchcraft, divination, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I break the power of hatred in Jesus' name. Murder, rage, you have to go. Get out now in Jesus' name. Father, I send your mighty Holy Spirit upon every life. Fall on us, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all spirits of rotten bones has to go. Envy, jealousy, contention, strife, you have to go. Heart attack, heart failure, stroke, you have to go in Jesus' name. Confusion, confounding, leave now in Jesus' name. Every wounded spirit, broken heart, you have to go. Lord, I bind up their broken hearts. I press them out. I bandage them. I soften them with oil in the name of Jesus. I break the power of witchcraft over them in the name of Jesus. Sorcery, divination, mind control. I break your power in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits of sexual addictions, nymphomania, go. Barrenness, unfruitfulness, miscarrying womb, dry breast, go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, spirits that cause their stomach to swell, their thigh to waste away. I break the power of barrenness. Childness has to go now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of the yoke of bondage. I break the power of the spirit of fear that's enslaved them. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of bitterness, resentment. In Jesus' name, unforgiveness, torture, tormentors, inquisitors, go now in Jesus' name. Praise you, God. Bless you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We break the power of every spirit that would not confess Jesus Christ as Lord. All the repercussions of bitterness, go. We speak death to every seed of cancer, every root of cancer. We tear you out in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. All spirits of mind control, all mind-binding spirits, dementia, you have to go in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Anxiety, tension, stress has to go in Jesus' name. I loose on them a tranquil heart. I loose on them the fear of God, the conviction of sin, a spirit of repentance in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Worthy are you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. When you feel a release, lift your hands and sing with me. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Worthy, oh worthy are you, Lord. Worthy to be thanked and praised and worshipped and adored. Worthy, oh worthy are you, Lord. Worthy to be thanked and praised and worshipped and adored. Sing with me. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. I love you. Now, Lord, I give up my life. Fill me with love, joy, peace. Suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control. Bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place. Come bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord. Lord, we thank you for this food. We ask you to bless it, purify, sanctify, consecrate it. We thank you that we live in a country with plentiful food. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We ask you to bless the hands of those who prepared it. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.